Sunny 101.5, 743.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
Here's some useful life hacks. This is tough. You know, I'm a weird guy. I'll just start off saying that. I'm a unique person in itself, but when you pump gas, all right, there's two kinds of people, right? There's ones that'll sit there and can use the clip on the handle and kind of walk away and start doing other things. And then there's people like me that have to sit there and hold it and watch the numbers and then try to stop it when you get close to a number.
I gave that up.
It goes faster when you hold it. I've done both ways.
Okay, and I agree. So I agree that
so I hold it too.
So when you hold it, you actually hold it close. You know, it holds. I don't know how to say it. It's closer to the handle, and it's almost. Right. I think it goes faster than if you use the clip, because the clip has the lever that goes maybe halfway down. So here's a hack: you take your gas cap, okay, if it's broken, and you can actually hold the handle up and insert your gas cap to hold the lever. And it looks like it's a tighter squeeze. Look, Jack, and you be the judge.
I'm going to have to see the picture.
So you take your gas cap, and then you'd actually use it instead of a clip. So if that clip is broken, I've had that before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But look how much, like, it's almost like, it's hard to say. It's almost like it's squeezed more.
Yeah. All
right. Tracy.
Okay, I see how that works. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You take your gas cap and you insert it in
that
handle.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, but I still think I'd rather hold it, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. All right, so I found this life hack as I was going to sleep last night. I just ran across it and I loved it, and I can't wait to try it today. So
what do you laugh?
It has to do with cleaning a bathtub.
Oh,
now you laugh.
You
know, laugh, Jack.
I mean,
now
it's just that's a pain. And
it is a pain.
You're scrubbing and you have your scouring pad or whatever you're using. You're down on your hands and knees. And when you're, you know, getting to be an old person and you have no cartilage left in your knees, it hurts. It's just a pain. So I saw this last night and I went, oh my gosh, that is genius. You take a broom that you buy at the dollar store, let's say.
Yeah.
But it needs to be a brand new broom.
Okay.
And then you put Dawn dishwashing liquid, or probably another brand, of course, but apparently Dawn has some special actions that it bubbles up and
they clean up the birds.
It gets soap scum and all kinds of stuff. But you pour your Dawn all through there, and you use the broom and water and, you know, clean it all standing there with a broom.
There you go.
And, so it has that scrub brush action, but it's a broom, and you don't have to be down on your hands and knees.
Oh, I bought one.
And it gets very clean.
That's the cheaper way
to
do it.
That's what they
say. I went out and bought one. They do have a brush that you can buy. It's got batteries in it. You charge it.
And you scrub it.
Yeah.
It's
almost like a sander.
It's about $80, though.
Here's the real question. Yeah. How
like
often?
Sander,
no, but I mean, do you have to get down on? Do you have to get down on your hands and knees and do it?
No, it's got a long.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, how
you
often?
You just busted my life hack with a better one.
I did. Well, yeah, but yours was didn't.
But
cost.
Mine's cheap.
This thing's like $80. Yeah.
How often money have you used that to scratch your back, though? That's what I really wanted. I could see him in there going, "I gotta clean that." Now I gotta get.
Do you use it every week?
Not every week. No.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I know why mine is, I have sort of a violent...
a violent life hack?
Life hack, and I know why. Great. Because Steve and I just watched a Liam Neeson movie over the weekend, and, you know, they're always...
the same one. Very, not together, right? Before anyone gets any...
But the same movie, yeah. And a lot of action, a lot of violence, and so I think that has to do with my life hack. And it concerns fruit flies.
Oh, man.
You know those fruit flies flying around your bowl? You know,
yes.
Isn't that irritating? That is irritating.
They're so irritating.
I will find them, and I will find where they're flying, and I will kill them.
I will eat their fruit.
Get rid of fruit flies by filling a bowl with apple cider vinegar and a bit of soap. The vinegar will attract them. And the soap will kill them.
Okay, Liam.
And I will kill them. And
I
will.
I have a particular set of fruit flying killing skills.
You stay away from my apples.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.